This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To lean on the greatest audience out there in Radio Land, our fine What's On Your Mind audience. No matter the issue, I always appreciate how folks here just sort of sort things out. And part of me even hesitated to talk about this because it's what the fake news provocateurs want us to talk about. But it's in the news, it's out there, and now it's producing all kinds of silly spin-offs. I'm talking about the book Fire and Fury by this Michael Wolff, okay? It claims basically that the White House is in total chaos, right? And that a bunch of people around Donald Trump don't like Donald Trump, and he's a powder keg, and, you know, so they're spilling to some reporter who really has done nothing. I mean, Michael Wolff has no resume that says this guy's credible. Writes for publications that are predictably left-wing and obviously had some people close to the president that allowed him some access. He's overstated how much access he had to President Trump, but what else is new? But anyway, the product of this is that basically, you know, the White House is in total chaos. What do you make of this? I take the book no different than I take a story in the New York Times, usually from some unnamed source. These people have an agenda. They are not journalists that are trying to get to the bottom of a particular story and digging. And in the process of what I believe is true journalism, say, this side says this, that side says this, here's the story you decide. Here's the story you decide. No, they go right to, I mean, the things this author is saying on TV about how everybody's talking about the 25th Amendment and that, you know, this president's not fit to serve and when it's going to happen. And you know what? Nobody asked the question of this guy or any of the other people that are breathlessly taking every scintilla in this book as fact, chapter and verse. Boy, if we're to believe this book, then how did all this stuff get done? How did all this policy get done? There was one woman, I've never heard of her, on one of the shows this weekend, and I don't remember which show. Because I was actually watching for this. This was my entertainment. To see if anybody would actually have the smarts enough to say, do you think we're being duped here? Because how else would they get everything they've gotten done? So, I don't know. Normally, we'd pretty much ignore this, wouldn't we, Todd? We'd sort of chuckle about it here or there, but we'd basically ignore it, sort of like you ignore stories along the way that have claimed all kinds of outrageous things going way back to when Donald Trump was first announced as a candidate. You sort of see through them. And in retrospect, now looking back, it makes sense. But this one has gained some traction, partly because Donald Trump has punched back. I think that's what Donald Trump does. He's not going to take this, but I want to know what you think about all this. When you're at the supermarket checking out, somebody brings this up. When you're at work and somebody brings this up, or at home, what's your answer to it? What do you make of this? I need a little of your counsel today. Again, my instincts are, what else is new? And this is different how? This is the same stuff, just in a different venue that Donald Trump has been getting since the day he was sworn in. It's junk. It's 100% junk. I don't doubt for 1 minute Donald Trump demands a lot of people that he is full of. I mean, look at it's the schedule the guy keeps. Demands a lot of people. So that can ruffle a few feathers along the way. But the idea that somehow unfit for the presidency, and that's a lot of poppycock. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. To weigh in, you can text Todd or I on this. Todd's at 226-8503. I'm at 367-2054. 367-2054. Proving, in my mind, just how nutty this is getting. Now we're led to believe that Oprah Winfrey would be a really good presidential candidate. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I think that's crazy. One texter says, careful laughing at Oprah running for president. The leftists did that about our man Trump, and look where that got him. I realize that, but you know, in my mind, I think Donald Trump's appeal was, number one, he spoke to people who fought as though no one was fighting for them. Who's Oprah Winfrey fight for, other than her Hollywood buddies? I mean, she's interviewed people. Todd, can you explain the Oprah Winfrey genius to me? What is the Oprah Winfrey brand that would translate to being a presidential candidate? I get TV mogul. I get all that. She's not even on TV anymore, is she? She gave up her show, didn't she?
She has the Oprah Winfrey Network, so.
But what do you see as Oprah Winfrey, the media mogul, that translates into Oprah Winfrey presidential candidate?
The left loves her. She's made a lot of money. She can make everybody a lot of money.
Okay, she's a darling of the left.
Again. Right.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, totally get, you know.
I mean, because totally what has the left had to rally around? It was split between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and that didn't really quite work, and the left needs something to rally around. I guess I thought that was going to be Michelle Obama, but now if it's going to be Oprah, there you go. But why Oprah? Successful businesswoman. Loves the left, therefore the left will love her.
Yeah,
What more do you need to get them to rally around her? They don't have anything else to rally around right now. Why not?
James and Cavalier, how do you sort all this out? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, if Trump's administration is in such chaos and such a mess, and everything has gotten better under him, what does that say about the previous president and his administration?
Yeah. In other words, accept their premise that it's chaos, and even with chaos, all this stuff gets done, says a lot about Obama.
Yeah, and his mental stability, if his mental stability is so bad, and he's still managing this country as well as he is, I mean, the last administration must have really been a mess.
But do you really believe that he's mentally unstable?
No, I don't. This guy's one of the hardest working men in the country.
Right, and if he was mentally unstable, I assume that means he's always been, and that somehow this company that was built just, you know, by accident, it's put together it reminds me very much of, Ronald Reagan was a dunce, George W. Bush was a dunce, despite being, by the way, having a master's degree in business from wherever, Yale or whatever, Harvard. I mean, it just, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. If you're Republican, if you're conservative, you're mentally unstable, according to the left.
Yeah, and it was hard work and patriotism that built this country, and it's his hard work and his patriotism that's going to help rebuild this country. So that's all I got to say, guys, but God bless America.
Thank you, James.
Yep.
See, there's some good common sense there. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. I also don't think that, you know, let's just be practical about this debate. If you compare the accomplishments of Donald Trump, business-wise, to those of Oprah, I don't think people see those the same. I think forgotten men and women felt as though their government was doing nothing for them, ignoring them, doing, you know, I mean, nada. For instance, right now already, the black unemployment rate in America is at the lowest point it's been since they started tracking this. Okay? There's Donald Trump rolling up his sleeves saying, enough already. Let's take this on. Okay? What is Oprah do in that regard? I think the reason the forgotten man and woman said Donald Trump deserves a chance, they saw him as a business guy. They saw him as someone that had built something. Does Oprah have that same credibility? I get. She's a media star. She's a left darling. I get all that. I just don't see that she belongs in the same universe. Am I whistling past the graveyard here? 367-2054 to text me, 226-8503 to text Todd, or call us 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH at FlagFamily.com, ScottH at FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your calls, questions, comments. We're talking about the book Fire and Fury and what you make of it and what you make of the accusations in the book. And the fallout now includes a push for Oprah Winfrey for president. Would you ever vote for Oprah Winfrey for president? Could you see yourself casting a vote for Oprah Winfrey for president? Please tell me, would you? I'd love to hear your take on this. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Back to your comments in a moment. CJ's on the phone from DAC Diesel. Hey, CJ, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to remind everybody, you know, well, first of all, I'll say, no, I'm not voting for Oprah Winfrey. Absolutely not. But
can't
anyway,
quite see yourself doing that. I'll mark you down as my first vote there. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you can mark that down as the first one. But, yeah, just want to talk about the major engine work that we do down here. You know, whether you got head gasket issues, whether you need a full engine rebuild, whether you got injectors going on, or even if you just have a problem that you can't seem to figure out yourself, or even if you've taken it to other shops and you can't figure, or they can't figure it out, bring it down here. We will figure it out. You know, we've had very good luck with that, and our customers, you know, they really like that because, you know, they're like, well, you know, I've taken it to three different shops, and they each charge me, you know, this so-and-so amount of money or such-and-such amount of money, and then you, I bring it down to you, and you charged me less than what they charged me, and you fixed the problem. So
it's called getting it done, and they do it. As simple as a phone call, 258-5011, 258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com. Major engine repair, they'll get it done for you. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. Have a great day, Scott.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right. So lots of texters weighing in here today. Are we talking about Reagan, Bush Sr., Bush Jr., or Trump? To answer your question, which party thinks there are more than two genders? Now tell me who needs a mental evaluation. All right, says Kenny. It's all just noise. If we'd start enforcing libel and slander laws, that would cure some of this false reporting. Interesting take. Another texter, Choosing Trump, the book by Stephen Mansfield. Get that on the airwaves, Scott. Keep fighting the insanity. Choosing Trump. It's one I haven't heard about. We do have the author of Let Trump Be Trump, which is interesting. That book was out, what, a couple of weeks before this one. And it's from two people that actually worked for Donald Trump on the campaign, Corey Lewandowski and also David Bossie. They co-wrote this book. And the whole thing is the inside story of the campaign that led to Donald Trump becoming Donald Trump. And very little coverage of it. All right? Now, this guy's a reporter who's even himself saying, this sort of a narrative he's basing on a lot of people saying things, and the whole idea is to tell you what people around Trump think about Trump. And I mean, much more gossipy, much more loosely based, right? And it's all of a sudden the definitive book because it fits a narrative they're very happy with in the media. Another texture. Oprah is Obama's friend. Maybe it's his way of regaining power. Just a thought. I wouldn't cast my vote for any Democrat. Some come out and act like they're blue dogs or moderates, but in the end, they're all leftists, and they support the same things. Where's my tally? Another no vote for Oprah. Would you vote for Oprah? Could you see yourself ever voting for Oprah? I literally can hardly say it without laughing. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of a big obsession today after the Golden Globes, and it's what people are talking about. But I think it's nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. People would vote for her thinking she would give them freebies, says another texter. Well, that's the same thing they would say about Hillary or Bernie Sanders, wouldn't it? Wasn't it? Wasn't enough for them. More of the left's agenda against Trump, and Oprah supposedly knew about Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. If she can be intimidated to stay silent about him, how will she react to North Korea or Iran's bullying? Yeah, can you imagine? Can you really imagine? That's what I mean. This is laughable. I'm embarrassed to have entered the fray, Todd. I need a shower. Carol in Southwest North Dakota.
Good morning.
I know it's what people are talking about, but this is it's just crazy to me.
You Carol, need a shower?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning.
How are you, Carol?
I'm doing great. and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
About this book, years ago I was watching Jay Leno one evening, and the unsavory person of Michael Moore was on, and he was questioning him about the facts in a book that was supposed to be factual. And he said, well, it doesn't matter if any of it's right or not. If I can sell books, that's all that matters. And that's all these people do. They lie and they hype it up, and people run out and buy their garbage, and all of a sudden, it's true.
It's the game, and of course, everybody gets to talk about it. Now, the president obviously has done his fair share of book promotion on this as well.
Well, because I think he would have just been quiet, but he is who he is.
He likes to punch back.
And
I don't
blame him. I would,
yeah,
too.
I don't. Well, I think he's just had a snootful of this. So he's not afraid to.
They've been hitting him ever since he declared his candidacy. And I think enough is enough. Our Senate and our House need to get their kahunas together and stand up and support him.
Could you see yourself voting for Oprah Winfrey, Carol?
Not on your life if she was the only one running.
Crazy idea, isn't it? Crazy.
All she is a big mouth.
Carol, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Texter says, absolutely not, even if she was the last person on Earth to save the Earth. Okay. Other than that, he, you know, likes your show and all, I guess. Not much of a redeeming factor in Oprah there. Another texter, the book sounds like it's in the fiction section. No on Oprah can't stomach that girl. All right. I'm going to run out of ink here on the Oprah survey. Oprah got rich off the backs of white women. No way I would ever vote for her. What does that mean, Todd? She got rich off the backs of white women.
They've all been watching her show and buying her books and joining her little book club and stuff, I guess.
All right, well, that just means...
don't leave it open to me to interpret text, but be my guest.
But that just means that she put a product on the television they enjoy. That
would it be possible she's just trying to be relevant? Because how relevant was she before all this lately? Not terribly relevant.
Right? No, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I'd forgotten what happened to her. I mean, you reminded
me. She had... Suddenly, she's launched into relevance. Because nobody's been talking about her until this.
You reminded me that she had a network. I'd forgotten that, but she doesn't have a show anymore. So. Would you vote for the woman? 258-0550 to tell us or text us 367-2054.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will Winfrey ever make the cut for you as a presidential candidate? Level with us on this one, would you, folks? 800-228-0550. And then I have to play you some of the interview. Stephen Miller is an advisor to Donald Trump, to the president. Very smart. Kevin Cramer actually told us a story about Stephen Miller, who was on the trip to North Dakota when President Trump came out to talk about tax reform, remember, at the refinery? And on the flight, either here or back, I forget which, Kevin was next to Stephen Miller, talking to him quite a bit, and on the other side of Kevin was the chief of staff, General John Kelly. And Kelly says of Stephen Miller, short of our generals, there is the greatest patriot serving in the United States government today. Which is pretty amazing. Here's a former general and the chief of staff bestowing on Stephen Miller, who's basically a thinker, he's a policy guy and an advisor, that kind of credibility. Anyway, I've always watched him since with a little closer eye. He was charged with being on CNN with Jake Tapper. And, of course, CNN is, I mean, it's fake news headquarters, right? I thought he did a fabulous job of just getting beyond the petty of Jake Tapper. But the interview ended really ugly. Really ugly. Didn't do well. Anyway, we'll share that with you, plus more of your thoughts on Oprah. Anything else on your mind? Two segments to go, so let's finish strong here. My friends, lay it on us, 800-228-0550. Before we do anything, though, Todd has to tell us about the Stem Cell Health Institute and how great that's been for him. Lay it on.
And they are doing some more seminars, matter of fact, at various times throughout the day. So you're going to want to go check into that stemcelltherapyforpain.com. I've had the stem cell injections in my knees. I was a prime candidate for knee replacement. They said, well, would you consider? And I had talked to a chiropractor who said, well, you know, before you do knee replacement, you might want to look into that stem cell thing. Well, the Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you've got pain, maybe knees, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, make sure you attend one of the seminars. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com and spend the new year getting rid of that chronic pain.
Mark and Glendive, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Did you just switch over to me?
We're on to you, sir, for your thoughts. What's on your mind?
All right. You keep saying, I get it, but I don't think you get it. She's black, and she's a woman. She's black, and she's a woman. She's a woman, and she's black. She's a woman, and she's black. Now do you get it?
I just don't see people that way. I mean, I...
you don't people that way, but the Democrats do. It doesn't matter how you see people. It matters how the Democrats see people and how the populace sees people.
So you think they are enthralled with Oprah Winfrey because she is black and a woman?
That's correct.
And that as long as, what she stands for is sort of, well, whatever. We don't care because she's black and a woman. So maybe they feel because she's black and a woman, she will agree with them on everything. So they just take that for granted. I don't know.
They take a lot for granted, but she's black and she's a woman. That's all they care about.
Would you vote for her?
Not on a prayer. Condoleezza Rice, she's black and she's a woman. I'd vote for her because she has something between her ears.
Although I don't know enough about Condi Rice to say that, honestly, that I would vote for her. I agree. Condi Rice is a smart woman. She's done some really, important things on foreign policy for a previous administration that would say, I'm intrigued. I want to know more. But I think, oh, wow, we need to know a lot more about her before I'd say I'd pull the lever for her. But
I don't think she would run in the first place because she wants to be the next commissioner of the NFL.
Yeah, she's been obsessed with that for a long time.
Yeah.
She wants that gig. Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great day. God bless.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Some good insight for you. I'd vote for her only if Hill of Beans was the other candidate. Okay. Todd, you can start working on this bumper sticker, NOPRA. That's what John says, NOPRA, with an exclamation point. Yeah, not going to make the cut. It's pretty good, actually. Spare us the discussion of Oprah until she announces. It's a waste of your listeners' time, and you should not be giving it or Wolf's book any attention on the air. You know, we are smarter than that. Let's hear a conversation about who can beat Heidi. We've had those. And interestingly enough, when we do talk about the Senate race, and I don't honestly think if you look at everything we talk about in a given week, we talk about it that much, but people will say, I don't want to hear about Heidi. I'm kind of a broken record on Heidi or what, So, and again, I think we could spend more on it. It's an important race. Probably will be, no, not probably. It will be the race of 2018. I still don't think it's 100% foregone conclusion that Heidi Heitkamp's the candidate either. Now, who the Republican candidate is still up for grabs, you're right there. Who could beat her? Well, I think, as the polls evidently show, Congressman Cramer would be the favorite to beat her, but I think others could beat her. Tom Campbell's got a good campaign going early on. He's gone from relatively unknown statewide to a player in some of the polls that have been out there, no doubt about it, but just the fact that he is... Well, he's got two things going for him. It reminds me a lot of Doug Burgum as a candidate in that I don't think people saw Doug Burgum as a candidate before. They knew him, some people did, as a business guy, but not as a candidate. And as a candidate, he just came out and just has this work ethic that's unbelievable and just is everywhere. Tom Campbell's very much the same way. He's very much taken a page out of that book, and he's a farmer. North Dakotans just in general like farmers in Congress. So I think those are two that would be pretty darn good. Now it's just a matter of whether Congressman Cramer wants to give up his House seat to run for the Senate seat. He's toying with that right now. Decision probably happened this month or early in next month, and we'll know. Game on. But I wouldn't, if somebody came to me and said, guess what, Heidi Heitkamp just dropped out of the race, I wouldn't go, no, you're kidding. I really wouldn't. It wouldn't surprise me. I believe she does not want to be defeated, and she's losing in the polls to Kevin Cramer right now, just like Kent Conrad. I'm sorry, Byron Dorgan was losing in the polls to John Hovind, and he didn't run. Milbank, South Dakota is where Justin's at. Justin, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Regarding Oprah, I personally would not vote for Oprah, but I think it's also correct that the reason Oprah's name is being thrown around is because she's a black woman. And I think that we're seeing some of Hollywood throw their own people under the bus regarding the sexual harassment issues. And it wouldn't surprise me if we continue to see that up until election time, because if they can keep that narrative out in front and then run a black female president, you know, then I think that people don't tend to vote on the candidates. They vote on whatever the popular social issue is.
Here's a texter's question. Maybe you can answer, Justin. Why are people so afraid of Oprah?
That's a fine question to me. I can't imagine anybody is afraid of Oprah, but
I'm not afraid of her. I think it's a silly idea because I don't see her as having any credentials to be presidential candidate myself.
I mean, I personally don't think that she's qualified at all either. But I also think that if she did run, that it would be extremely difficult to beat her. Just because you look at back to when Obama was elected, he got elected with having no credentials either. No credentials and nobody knew anything about him. And he got elected just simply because we wanted to have the first African-American president.
Justin, thanks for the call. Texter says, I think you need to give Oprah more credit. She started with nothing and built a billion-dollar empire, similar to our guy Trump. I have long said a CEO would be great, a great president. Would I vote for her? No. All right. Fair point, I guess. John says, your last caller about Oprah being black and woman is 100% true. That's why a lot of people voted for Barack Obama in his first term, because he was the first black president. They didn't care about his policies. They wanted to say they voted for the first black president. I was down in Texas for the game and can't say the crowd was all ball of fire when she spoke. Kept saying, go Bison, to keep the crowd cheering. I think you're referring to Heidi Heitkamp. All right. Little ritual there. They got to go down there and do that. Let me play a little bit of this interview. So I thought Steve Miller really took on the fake news swamp pretty well, but it really ended ugly. Listen to this.
Joining us now is the White House Senior Policy Advisor, Stephen Miller. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
So President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation a witch hunt and a nothing burger, but obviously in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and these other officials, including a Russian lawyer. He called it treasonous and unpatriotic, and he said that, quote, the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jamos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. Did President Trump meet with any of the so-called Jamos who were in that Trump Tower meeting?
Steve Bannon's eloquence in that description notwithstanding, it's tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments so out of touch with reality and obviously so vindictive, and the whole White House staff is deeply disappointed in his comments, which were grotesque. And with respect to the Trump Tower meeting that he's talking about, he wasn't even there when any of this went down, so he's not really a remotely credible source on any of it. It reads like an angry, vindictive person spouting off to a highly discreditable author. The book is best understood as a work of very poorly written fiction. And I also will say that the author is a garbage author of a garbage book. And the tragic thing about this book, and there are many things about it that are unfortunate, but the portrayal of the president in the book is so contrary to reality, to the experience of those who work with him, to my own experience having spent the last 2 years with him. You know, on the campaign, I had the chance to travel all across the country with the president on Trump Force One. It would be the president, me, Dan Scavino, Hope Hicks, a few other people, going from rally to rally to rally to rally. And I saw a man who was a political genius, somebody who we would be going down, landing in descent. There'd be a breaking news development. And in 20 minutes, he would dictate 10 paragraphs of new material to address that event and then deliver flawlessly in front of an audience of 10,000 people.
So you were at the campaign during that Trump Tower meeting, right?
He didn't want to hear the substance much there, did he? More after this. We'll wrap up coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable part credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Care about your health here on What's On Your Mind, which is why we recommend highly that you purchase My Pillow and get a better night's sleep, because the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And you can do it for a bargain price right now. That's right. Buy one, get one. Buy one, get one. The deal is still on right now, and they give one. It goes through January 31st. In other words, you buy one, you get one, so you're going to get a two-for plus. They're going to give one to someone in need, which I think is fantastic. They're made in the USA right here in Minnesota. Come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And a 10-year warranty will not go flat. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, let me play the rest of this interview. This was kind of the fiery one of the weekend. Steve Miller, senior policy advisor for President Trump. I thought he did a good job of just going into Snarkyville and taking it on. And Jake Tapper from CNN. Jake Tapper has just read the president's tweets in which the president was saying, Okay, all this book is saying this about me. I think I'd qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that. The president's playing with the media something, you know, terrible here. He's playing a little game of cat and mouse. And so Tapper reads those and asks Miller for a response.
At that. Do you think tweets like that help or hurt the cause that the president is stable enough for the job?
Not only do I think they help it, but I think in the toxic environment that you've created here in CNN and cable news, which is a real crisis of legitimacy for your network, and we saw it, of course, with the extremely fake news you reported about the Don Jr. and WikiLeaks story. There was a huge embarrassment for your network.
Stephen.
Just like the huge embarrassment you had when you got the Comey testimony wrong.
Stephen, I'm trying to get to the issue of the president's fitness, which a lot of people
are. Well, I'm getting to the issue of your fitness, but the president's tweets absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. A self-made billionaire revolutionized reality TV and tapped into something magical that's happening in the hearts of this country. The people that you
the president
don't
has approval
people,
rating in the 30s. I don't know what
people,
magical you're talking
people,
about.
The people that you don't connect with and understand, the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration, those voices, those experiences don't get covered on this network. That's why, to prove the point, I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing, and you're not even asking about them, because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted to filibuster by talking about your flight.
No,
I want to ask you a question, because...
Don't be condescending. Jake.
Stephen.
Jake.
The reason why I want to talk about
the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Semitic material.
You're
not going to give 3 minutes for the American people
to hear
the real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
You're being a factotum in order to please him.
Okay.
No.
And
I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
As Republicans lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming to his defense. What changed? We'll ask the top Democrat on the House.
How is that for epic, huh? Just that.
You're not following my talking point, so I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah. Steve, you know, that was yesterday on CNN. Jake Tapper interviewing Stephen Miller. Just cut him off. Most people that go on those shows, they just play the game. And, you know, again, he was booked to talk about immigration and talk about several things that DACA and, you know, they're going to be in the news this week. And none of that comes up because, of course, they want to push the book. But I thought that was, I thought Steve Miller did a fantastic job. I thought he did great. One other thing I'm noticing here, a story Fox News has out on our other question of the day here. Oprah Winfrey for president. I think I mentioned this earlier, last hour, but NBC put out a tweet declaring Oprah Winfrey our next president. NBC as in NBC News and MSNBC as in, you know, incidentally the same network that's doing all the... interviews with this Michael Wolff of Fire and Fury. Fox Story says NBC apparently forgot it has a news division on Sunday night when it campaigned for Oprah Winfrey to run for president. But on Monday, the network blamed a third party for an errant tweet backing the TV talk show queen's supposed 2020 ambitions. Nothing but respect for our future president on the NBC Twitter account Sunday night during its Golden Globes telecast. That's what they said. Nothing but respect for our future president. And a picture of Oprah there as well. Early Monday, NBC appeared to back off the apparent Oprah endorsement and blamed it on a third party, saying yesterday a tweet about the Golden Globes and Oprah Winfrey was sent by a third party agency for NBC Entertainment in real time during the broadcast. It is in reference to a joke made during the monologue and not meant to be a political statement. We have since removed the tweet. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, Todd is conducting a little contest on Oprah, yes or no, on president. And you actually have found some people that are willing to vote yes. Nobody today on our on-air poll would vote in favor of Oprah, but you found a few, Todd?
Evidently.
Still not
I'll have to go through and see what, because I think most of them are not North Dakota, Minnesota. One or two from the Twin Cities, but for the most part, out of the area.
40 Trump, 19 over right now, and all of ours were
now 41 Trump.
Oh, no Trump. All right. I'm going to take a shower. And we don't have to talk about Oprah for president anymore. Trooper talk tomorrow on the program. We'll get to the good stuff on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can go down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.